J'invite M. Avram Stern, je ne sais pas, est-ce que la prononciation est exacte?
That's correct, yeah.
Stern. Les amis de Meadowbrook.
Hi, we're three, and Wendy Dodge will be presenting some PowerPoint slides first, and then I'll make some comments. And then Joanne will make final comments. Thank you. And I'd also like to hand out these posters to the City of Montreal folks.
Vous pouvez les donner au secrétaire de la commission.
Thank you.
Vous avez, as I said previously, it's a 10 minutes presentation.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Wendy Dodge, and I'm a member of Les Amis de Meadowbrook. I'd like to thank the Commission for listening to our brief tonight. We have distributed the whole brief, including all our presentation, which will be oral, and the annexes attached, which will give you some information about Meadowbrook. I'd like to start by showing a few slides so that people who have not had the pleasure of being near Meadowbrook can have a look and see what it's like. Meadowbrook is a 57-hectare urban green space and golf course located partly in Lachine and partly in Côte Saint-Luc. This first slide shows a deer. It's actually in someone's backyard. I believe that this was last year. The deer come in along the railroad tracks and visit us occasionally. The second slide is a summer picture. It's probably taken around the 10th hole, and this is in Côte Saint-Luc, this part of the golf course. This fox is pretty famous. He gets his picture taken in lots of different brochures and things, and we do have more than one fox on the golf course, and they're out in the daytime as well as in the evening. We see them quite often. This is a summer view from the 13th green, which is looking kind of south from Côte Saint-Luc. This here picture was taken just recently this spring, and these trees are very important to us. I live in Montreal West, and to people in Côte Saint-Luc, and to people farther east, because they protect us from all the pollution that comes from the industrial park in Lachine, which is right over the railroad tracks on your right on the slide. There are many, many beautiful trees on Meadowbrook. Now here we have our fox again, and that I think is in the fall. This is a beautiful picture of what it looks like in winter. It's a beautiful open space with lots and lots of trees. And it would be a wonderful place to have a park for the public to enjoy all year round. This is an autumn picture also taken in Côte Saint-Luc. And this is taken from the 6th fairway. You can see how beautiful the trees are there as well, even in the winter. This is one branch of the Little St. Pierre River, which runs above. Much of the river runs underground, but here it is above, and it flows all year long right across the golf course in Lachine. This is another winter one, as you can see, and it's just an ideal place for skiers and people who want to go snowshoeing in the winter. This is early spring, and it shows some of the last of the snow and all the birds that come. This is a flyway for the birds who come from the south and end up in Mount Royal, and I think you'll be hearing about that in a later presentation. And this picture shows how close the train yards are. The golf course is actually located in a train yard. In the spring, there's lots and lots of vernal ponds which form on the area, and it's very, very wet. I'd like to ask Avram Stern to continue our presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to know how much time I have.
Five minutes.
Okay. I won't read verbatim of what I've handed in. I'll just say that the greater Southwest is lacking in natural space. It's misrepresented. It's not represented in the Natural Spaces Program. And as is quoted in the 2007-2008 working document, quote, using urban development expertise to strike a balance between natural and built-up environments with a view to creating living areas favorable to citizens' well-being presents a major challenge. Now, I will put forward to the committee and commission and City of Montreal and the agglomeration that this balance, again, does not exist in the Southwest and must be struck, and it is a question of equity and fairness. And in one of the annexes that we provided to you, and Annex A6, a map referring to the green spaces, there is no designated or publicly accessible natural space between Mount Royal and Pointe Claire, Agrenon, and Rivière des Prairies. And as a further note, especially with regards to LaSalle in the Southwest, the St. Jacques Escarpment Eco-Territory is currently a no-man's land. I've been there twice. I've seen it. It's used as a dumping ground. And should the MTQ have its way, should the railway and the highway be moved right up to its base, the soundscape would be deafening. And it's really questionable if you can really call it an eco-territory. So we, as Les Amis de Meadowbrook, would suggest that the St. Jacques Escarpment be considered as an important element in a greater whole, which includes the integration of Meadowbrook as a green space. And certainly Meadowbrook has been described in pictures. I won't go through it in detail, but it is a buffer. It acts as a filter. It cleanses the emanations from the railway yards, the industrial zone, the highway. It's also a green island and a sea of heat islands. And it also, as Patrick Ash will further expound upon, can serve in a key part in a green right-of-way network in the Southwest. We've gone over certain of the species. There are rare species found there: hackberry, shagbark, hickory, bur oak, American elm, and some of these plants indicate possible past Amerindian settlements. You can also witness lily of the valley, wild mandrake, ostrich fern, and Canada anemone, red fox, bullfrogs, toads, and as we witnessed last year, a deer was present. Now, what is very important is the psychological benefits of green space. And we must scale cities. Cities are urged to scale development according to green space coverage. And it is very important that it's so interesting that humans are, throughout the world, concentrated in cities, but ironically given rise to concerns of isolation and alienation and separation from nature. And therefore, we urge that the city consider that it is very important to look at the Turcotte interchange reconstruction as an ideal opportunity for the Ministry of Transport to exchange land with Group Pacific, the owner and developer of Meadowbrook, and to conserve, enhance, and integrate the site with a more extensive St. Jacques Escarpment. And you can create a working committee and go from it there. And everybody would gain from the Turcotte being converted from a brownfield to a transit development zone. And One Planet Living and LEUF, who are connected with Group Pacific, gaining a showcase development zone, as well as a reforested Meadowbrook, the St. Jacques Escarpment being revitalized, and an additional 50% of green space and developable land of Turcotte. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Question?
Mr. Farinacci. Thank you, Mr. Stern. I can see the team is well prepared tonight. I can't wait for Councillor Burkle to also talk. I know Meadowbrook quite well, the area. I have good friends living in Côte Saint-Cloud, west of Westminster. No, they're going into the area there. I have a friend living in Montreal West, also west of Westminster. And I've sensed the passion long before I heard, before I sat on this commission, from people living in Côte Saint-Luc, other than the political friends I have. These are ordinary people. So, point well made. You talk about the Falaise Saint-Jacques. You're afraid that the Minister of Transport is going to coller against the Falaise. Is this what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that it's already isolated. There is no true access unless you go there and there's no security. What I'm saying is once the highway and railway are moved up much closer to the eco-territory, the sounds will be deafening because right now you can hear the constant noise of the 20.
That's what I
understand. And the intermittent noise of the railway.
Right.
Plus the fact right now it's not secure, it's not a secure site, there's dumping going on, and it just doesn't make sense. Either you call it eco-territory or you just forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to forget about it. I'm saying that that whole plan should be rewritten. Go back to the drawing board because the way it is presented right now does not present an opportunity, for the escarpment to be conserved, and B, we have come up with the idea of exchanging land with a developer of Meadowbrook to please everyone.
I understand.
Yes.
No, I just wanted to make sure I understood right, and I did understand correctly, and that's exactly what we're going to get unless there is some changes to the plans. It will be very close with what I consider very marginal space between the limits. You've seen the plans, I'm sure, and that doesn't suit me. I don't know what else to do with this powerhouse. Call the Minister of Transport.
Right.
I just want to mention, yes, it was a dump. I remember when I was a kid, it was a pure dump. But I disagree with you that to reconsider it being a natural milieu, because it has so much potential now that the growth has come. It could be looked after. It could be a beautiful site if well preserved properly, and that nothing is built close to it.
I agree with you. I'm on your side there. I mean, definitely it's been regenerated, but if you, from afar, you know, from afar on a highway, you see, oh, those beautiful trees.
Okay.
And yes, they are beautiful, but when you walk in it, you will see all kinds of stuff tumbling down from the adjacent industries on Saint-Jacques, and that is the disgrace.
Okay, that's it, Mr. President.
Any other questions?
Oui.
Monsieur le Vice-président,
Madame,
c'est la partie de période des questions. Donc, je vais demander à
Monsieur
Benedetti de poser la question.
I just want to be clear: is that your concept is that the MTQ be shown the error of its ways, and that some sort of TOD is developed within the Turcotte area, and there would be a swap with the current owner?
So. Yes. Because One Planet Living builds showcase green developments throughout the world, and they're associated with the World Wildlife Fund, and they're very, very keen on developing green developments. The only problem can you really suggest that you're developing a green development if you're cutting down all kinds of trees? There's a perfect opportunity here with regards to Turcotte, which is a brown field, to truly, truly develop something very interesting.
That would entail
a working committee with all the interested parties, the agglomeration, Lachine, the owner of Meadowbrook, Transport Quebec, etc.
I probably know the answer to this, but what has stopped the developer from gobbling it up so far?
In terms of Meadowbrook?
Yeah.
It's a question of access. There's only one access in and out of Meadowbrook. There's also a legal case going on between Côte Saint-Luc and the developer. The other issue is that Meadowbrook isn't a rail yard, and if you go when it was developed, it seems like the sensibilities were better than they are now. Even though there weren't these setback guidelines as suggested by the FCM and the Railway Association of Canada, if those setbacks were in place right now in Quebec or in Montreal, i.e., from a rail yard to a sensitive developed area, 300 meters from the perimeter, then Meadowbrook would be undevelopable. Plus the fact the fire department has always said that it's dangerous to develop in a zone enclavé.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Fine. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.